Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Hurricane Melissa keeps getting stronger, now Category 4 strength, expected to reach Jamaica late Monday or Tuesday. Officials there are urging people to seek shelter. This is ABC News. Authorities in southeastern North Carolina are looking for a suspect in a shooting at a teen party early Saturday just outside of Maxton. 13 people were shot. Two of them died. Robeson County Sheriff Bernice Wilkins said more than 150 ran away before police arrived.
It's unfortunate that because we've had another incident here in the county a year or two ago. We just had a similar scenario, over 150 people there. No one wanted to talk, and it's still an unsolved murder today.
A New Jersey police officer has been charged with misconduct. Prosecutors say Franklin Township Sergeant Kevin Ballara was the on-duty officer when police got 911 calls reporting gunshots and screaming. But prosecutors say that instead of immediately responding, he drove to an ATM in the opposite direction, then spent almost 2 hours in restaurants. The shooting turned out to be a double murder. He's due to appear in court next month. Actress June Lockhart died.
Lassie's part of this family, and she's just going to have to learn to accept it.
The 100-year-old, known for her roles in TV shows like Lassie. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony DeGrand for WRCO. We may have a little bit of fog out there this morning to start off your Sunday, but with high pressure in control, that'll clear the skies up for us by mid-morning, and we'll see ample sunshine for the afternoon. High pressure remains in control for today and also for tomorrow, but then clouds will arrive as another low pressure system makes its way into the area for Monday night and into Tuesday. That'll give us some rain chances Monday night, Tuesday, and into Wednesday, but then things dry out for Thursday. Another low pressure system arrives out of the west, but this one should stay just to our south, giving us dry conditions to end our week. For today, mostly sunny, warmer, a really nice fall day, and a high around 63 degrees. Winds light out of the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, mostly clear and calm conditions, low around 36, and an east wind at 3 to 8 miles per hour. On Monday, mostly sunny, just a touch cooler, increasing clouds later in the day. High of 59 degrees, winds east at 5 to 10. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain after midnight. Low of 39, winds out of the east, 5 to 10, gusting up to around 20. On Tuesday, rain showers likely in the afternoon, mostly cloudy and cooler. High of 54 degrees, winds southeast at 5 to 10, gusting up to around 20. On Wednesday, a slight chance of rain in the morning, otherwise looking at partly sunny skies and breezy conditions. High of 55 and a low around 40. Thursday, partly cloudy and dry, high of 54 and a low around 34. On Friday for Halloween, partly sunny and breezy, high of 52 degrees and a low of 34. And then on Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, high of 54 and a low around 34. Have a great day. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a sunny 31 degrees, and that is slightly up from our morning low of 30. And yesterday, we saw a high of 47. We also saw 1/100th of an inch of rain. As for a record high on this day, that was 86, set back in 1952, a record low 17 set in 1966. Last year on this day, our high was 60 and our low 24. Sunset today will be at 6:02, sunrise tomorrow at 7:30. No precipitation, the barometer holding steady at 30.31, while winds are out of the northeast at 2. Again, it's a sunny 31 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO Sunday Morning News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philbeck family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters and the public to help keep the state's deer herd healthy by following all baiting and feeding bans and refraining from baiting and feeding in areas where no bans are in effect. Baiting is the intentional placement of any material, including food, scented materials, salts, minerals, and grains, to attract wild animals for hunting purposes. Feeding is the deliberate placement of material used to feed or attract wild animals for non-hunting purposes, including recreational and supplemental feeding, except as allowed for birds and small mammals. Baiting and feeding encourage deer to congregate unnaturally around a specific location, creating an environment where infected deer can quickly spread diseases like chronic wasting disease through direct contact with healthy deer or through indirect contact in the environment. Infected deer can also leave infectious CWD prions behind in their saliva, blood, feces, and urine, creating a risk to any healthy deer that may visit the site in the future. CWD can spread rapidly when these prions remain in the area where more deer are sure to congregate, such as a feed pile. CWD is an always fatal disease that affects the nervous system of deer, elk, moose, and caribou, caused by a misshapen prion protein. In counties where baiting and feeding bans are in effect, individuals may still feed birds and small mammals, provided feeding devices are within 50 yards of a human dwelling and at a sufficient height or designed to prevent access by deer. For more information on baiting and feeding regulations and a map of counties while active bans on the DNR's baiting and feeding regulations webpage. You are invited to join family and friends of Ray Schrader this afternoon at Okooch Books and Libations, Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center. Records and CDs that Ray collected throughout the years will be offered for sale. The family is planning to use the proceeds for an upcoming memorial to the longtime WRCO radio announcer who died in July of 2020 at the age of 95. Ray began a lengthy career with the Department of Motor Vehicles as a driver's license examiner in 1958. In addition to his career with the DMV, he embarked on a 55-year career as a part-time high school sports broadcaster and radio show host with WRCO Radio. Ray was the radio voice for River Valley Blackhawks and Richland Center Hornets football and basketball games. He is best known for his popular Saturday big band radio show, Reminiscing with Ray. Everyone is welcome today, this afternoon, between 1 and 4 at Mastodon Records, located at 130 South Main Street in Richland Center. Richland Center High School Choirs will present a fall concert coming up on Tuesday at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. There are 30 freshman singers this year and 86 upperclassmen. The evening will include a mixture of old standards and new treasures. Cost of admission is $5. Government imposter scams are always circulating and pose a significant threat to consumers and businesses. According to the Federal Trade Commission, government imposter scams consistently rank among the most reported types of fraud annually. These scams involve fraudsters posing as government officials from agencies like the IRS, Social Security Administration, or law enforcement to trick victims into providing personal information, money, or access to sensitive accounts. Tips for avoiding government imposter scams include: verify directly with the agency. If someone claims to be from a government agency, contact the agency using its official website or phone number. Never use the contact information provided by the caller or emailer. Know how government agencies operate. Legitimate agencies like the IRS and Social Security Administration will not demand immediate payment, threaten arrest, or ask for sensitive information over the phone, email, or text. Beware of unusual payment methods. Requests for payment through gift cards, cryptocurrency, or peer-to-peer payment apps are a clear sign of a scam. Protect your personal information. Avoid sharing sensitive details like social security numbers, bank account details, or passwords unless you initiated the contact with a verified agency. Check email extensions. Official government correspondent usually comes from .gov or .mil addresses. Messages from Gmail, Yahoo, or similar domains claiming to be government-related are scams. And report scams immediately. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin. You can also call 1-800-273-1002. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Freimiller Butchering Service, located on Highway 60 near Blue River, is a family affair. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a post on the Friends of Blue River, dated October 28, 2023, a thriving family business is the Freimiller Butchering Service, located near Blue River, and it's operated by Harold Freimiller, his wife, and his two sons, Dwight and Kenneth, and some employees outside the family. Although 80% of the work consists of custom slaughtering, the Freimillers also turn out hundreds of pounds of tasty bratwurst, bologna, summer sausage weekly, and either fresh or smoked, if you prefer. Freimiller buys considerable livestock on the hoof for custom butchering, and his delivery is to customers practically from coast to coast. Other livestock is bought by customers to be cut into halves or quarters for bulk delivery or into steaks, chops, roasts, and ground meat. Harold Freimiller says he has been handicapped, though, in the past by a running battle with the state meat inspectors. They suspended his license for a time for alleged minor infractions and were responsible for a drop-off in his production of nearly 50% that single year. Most of the problems, Mr. Freimiller says, has been tough state regulations that attempt to force the small slaughterers into putting in expensive equipment. Mr. Freimiller says, "I would need to spend nearly $100,000 to comply with their regulations." But this visitor, who went to the plant, was impressed with the cleanliness and efficiency. Walls are newly painted, equipment is clean, the employees are all neatly dressed. Right now, the Freimiller Butchering Service is on good terms with the inspectors. The most recent inspection reports noted the plant is doing a real fine job. All carcasses are very clean. Everything is neat and properly ordered for this butchering service. Freimiller is also proud of the winning the Championship Blue Ribbon Award for his bacon he submitted to the most recent state competition. He has operated in the Blue River plant for nearly 5 years since purchasing the business from Mr. and Mrs. Max Miller. But prior to that, he had spent all of his adult years in the butchering trade. He was born and raised in the Boscobel area, son of Mr. and Mrs. Lou Freimiller. But he learned butchering when he was a young man in the state of Washington. He had been back to this area for now 26 years, following the butchering trade all this time, including his years while he was in the military service, and he was charged with the military meat supplies at an overseas station. Fry Miller Butchering Service has a large slaughter room, a fully electric smokehouse, hickory smoking of hams, bologna, bacon, and bratwurst can be cured, a cooler which holds up to 22 head of cattle, and a completely equipped processing room where he finishes his product in cut, weighed, and sorted, packed materials. Both Mr. Freimiller and his wife are very happy that their two sons are interested in the business. He says, having two boys to take over allows me to take it a little bit easier in my elderly years. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, titled, Oh, for Some of That Pumpkin Butter.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Local officials react on news. The Trump administration denied additional federal funding for Wisconsin to address public infrastructure damage from this summer's severe flooding. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley with a statement.
Simply put, federal funding is needed to afford the repairs to the public infrastructure that was damaged from the flood so we can continue providing safe infrastructure for our entire community. And without this federal assistance, Milwaukee County is left footing the bill to repair and assess $22 million in public infrastructure.
The denied request for $26.5 million was made by the Evers administration in August for public assistance from FEMA for Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. Crowley notes Governor Tony Evers plans to file an appeal.
I strongly urge President Trump to approve funding for FEMA public assistance so we can afford to rebuild our roads, our bridges, parks, and our public infrastructure.
In September, the Trump administration did grant a request for $29.8 million in FEMA individual assistance to households and businesses in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. And a nonprofit group is trying to keep a Madison homeless shelter open full-time. The new Northside facility is set to open in April of 2026, but current funding levels won't cover housing residents 24/7. Shelter Friends of Dane County says it needs roughly $50 a person a day to run the building full-time, or over $4.5 million a year. Madison and Dane County officials are contributing to an endowment for the facility, but Shelter Friends still needs about $1 million in investments to hit their full-time goal.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feeds, Eat, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Sunday, October 26th. Gloria Jean Bailey, 68 of Casanova, died on Thursday unexpectedly at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 3 until 7. Burial will be held in the Woodstock Cemetery on Thursday at 10. Gloria Jean Bailey, 68 of Casanova. Hank Neuenhaus, 99 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held at the Phoenix Center on Saturday, December 20th. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Hank Neuenhaus, 99 of Richland Center.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
Fall is here, and so are the savings at The Shoebox in Black Earth. Wisconsin's largest shoe store has thousands of styles in stock. Boots, sneakers, casuals, and more. All at prices that'll keep your wallet happy. Need school shoes for the kids? Or maybe a pair of work boots built to last? You'll find them all right here. Don't forget, The Shoebox has sizes and widths for the whole family. Take the short drive to Black Earth and step into savings today at The Shoebox. Service like it ought to be.
We are sending out a nice list of birthday and anniversary wishes on this Sunday, October 26th. Happy birthday today to Ronnie Moore from Margie. Happy birthday as well. Wishes going out today to Carter Jelenic from St. Mary's School. Happy birthday today on behalf of the Richland Center Lions to Shelby Preston, Sean Ruland, Carter David Jelenic, Easton Nelson, Marge Brock, and Zaina Manning. Happy birthday on behalf of the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance to Carter Jelenic, Tristan McIntosh, Brock Andrew Miles, Matt Schneider, Morgan Neuroth, and Lucas Price. The Richland Center United Methodist Church would like to say happy birthday today to Marge Brock. Happy birthday on behalf of the Little Willow Birthday Club today to Sue Meyer and Anthony Johnson. Best wishes on a birthday today on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier to Marge Brock, Martin Christian, and Carter Jelenic. Happy birthday to Marty Christian today from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Schmidt Woodland Hills wishes Stephen Grams and Carissa Oman a happy birthday. Happy anniversary today to Dave and Marce Jelenic from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary on behalf of the Muscadet, Blue River, and Evoke Alliance to Cody and Stacy Dosh, George and Diane Nottigal, and Caitlin and Ian Utter. Happy anniversary to Dave and Marce Jelenic and Tim and Michaela Butke from the Richland Center Lions. Happy anniversary wishes going out to Kathy and Dean Williams. Happy anniversary today. Happy anniversary to George and Diane Nottigal, sending love from Bill and Rita. Also, happy anniversary to my wife, Diane Nottigal. Love always from your husband, George. Happy 29 years. To all of you celebrating your birthday, be it in a birthday or anniversary wish today, we hope it's a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports this morning is brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Well, it's been a busy weekend for sports around the area in high school boys soccer regional championship matches. In Division 4, it was Amherst over Richland Center 8-0. Arcadia took down Nakusa 9-0. It was Brookfield Academy 3-1 over River Valley. And Madison Country Day Co-op defeated Wisconsin Heights 3-0. In Division 3, it was Prairie du Chien Co-op. It was Fort Atkinson defeating Prairie du Chien Co-op 3-1. Edgewood got a win over Lakeside Lutheran 1-0. It was Edgerton 4, Platteville Lancaster 0, while McFarland defeated Mount Horeb 4-0. And in Division 2, DeForest scored a 6-0 win over Baraboo, while it was Sauk Prairie in a defensive battle defeating Monona Grove 1-0. In high school volleyball regional championship matches over the weekend, it was Highland over Wanewoc Center 3-1. Southwestern defeated Argyle 3-1, and it was Barneveld over Chesterton Academy of Milwaukee 3-0. DeSoto defeated Royal 3-0. Pecatonica over Belmont 3-1, and St. Ambrose over Madison Country Day 3-0. In Division 4, it was Fenimore over Bangor 3-0, while Cashton defeated Brookwood 3-2. In Division 3, it was Luther over Richland Center 3-0, Aquinas over Viroqua 3-1. Mineral Point defeated River Valley 3-1. It was Marshall 3, Darlington 0. Lakeside Country Lutheran scored a 3-2 win over Broadhead. And it was Watertown Lutheran Prep over Cambridge 3-0. In Division 2, Mazenee scored a 3-0 win over Reedsburg. It was Sauk Prairie 3, McFarland 0. Wapaka 3-1 over Lakeland, and Edgewood defeated Mount Horeb 3-0. Also this weekend in the WEAC for football, it was Stout over Stevens Point in football 42-22. River Falls defeated Eau Claire 73-21. It was Wisconsin Whitewater over Platteville 29-19, and Wisconsin Lacrosse 44, Oshkosh 13. In top 25 college football, it was Oregon scoring the win over Wisconsin by a score of 21-7. Today, the Packers will be in action a Sunday night game as they are on the road to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. As the Packers have activated Christian Watson, he may play in the game against the Steelers. Also, that will have a 5 o'clock pregame time, a 7:20 kickoff time tonight on WRCO FM 100.9. Los Angeles Dodgers manager Dave Roberts doesn't think Shohei Ohtani heard fans in Toronto taunting him during Game 1 of the World Series Friday night, and he doesn't think the Japanese two-way sensation is bothered by much by boos anyway. Upset that Ohtani spurred the Blue Jays to sign a $700 million contract with the Dodgers in December of 2023, fans in Toronto chanted, "We don't need you," when he came to the plate in the ninth inning with his team trailing by 7 runs. Fans also booed him during pregame introductions. Ohtani appeared to smile at the jeers, but Roberts doesn't think he caught the late barbs. And taking a look at some other sports scores from around the league in NBA action, it was Chicago over Orlando 110-98. Oklahoma City defeated Atlanta 117-100. It was Philadelphia over Charlotte 125-121, a high-scoring one. Memphis 128-103 over Indiana, and Denver defeated Phoenix 133-111. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen-fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services. WRCO.
I will come and bow down at your feet. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one who compares with you. I take pleasure in worship.
Into your presence you draw us, and For you alone are holy. You alone are my God. For you alone are worthy of the longing of my heart.
Jesus, in moments like